Credit School Show.
And we are back. I am talking to Oddný Sen, the Icelandic coordinator of FRED at School. Hello, Oddný.
Hello, Natasha.
Welcome to the show. And by way of introduction, you are a project manager for film education, film literacy, and culture at BioParadís. You have been since 2010, and this project involves all schools in Iceland. So you are very much an expert on the subject, as well as our coordinator.
Thank you. Yeah, well, yes, I try.
So tell us how you got involved with FRED at School.
Well, as I teach film literacy at BioParadís and teach it in school and in other institutions, I was approached by others who wanted to work on it and with me. And I thought it was a wonderful opportunity, so I said yes, I absolutely wanted to be in.
And tell us a little bit about how does this project differ from what you've been doing since 2010 in schools across Iceland?
Well, for the first part, what I do usually is that the schools come to me at BioParadís. Mm-hmm. So we have shows and we have discussions, and I tell them about the film and I prepare material, and then they need to do essays and write about it and discuss it afterwards. But so it's not that much, there is maybe not that much difference in itself, but FRED at School gives schools in rural areas in Iceland a fabulous opportunity through the WOD platform and the internet. And these schools, unfortunately, have not been able to come to me all the time.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Or very, very rarely.
And do you find that the students' level of engagement, the first film that they've seen in the cycle, as we know, is Illegal by Belgian director Olivier Massé-Depas, and it is an immigration drama about a mother who has been taken to a deportation center and separated from her son. Do you find that there is a greater level of involvement since they can also use other forms of technology, like recording their voices and knowing that this is going to be broadcast on an international platform?
Absolutely, yeah, absolutely. And I also found noteworthy when I was listening to what the kids have to say about the film, is that because the immigration culture in Iceland is not... it's growing, but it's relatively new. Mm-hmm. And the kids were really blown away by, you know, the film Illegal, and because of its content and because of its sort of subject matter.
Mm-hmm.
And there are no sort of deportation centers in Iceland, and they were asked, you know, do you think that this could happen here in Iceland? And they thought it was very unlikely, but they made them look at the world of immigrants with a completely new outlook, and I find that extraordinary and good.
Can you tell us, just in some detail, some of their reactions? If you can share with us what you found to be the strongest emotional reactions that they had, apart from, you know, that they don't feel like it's something that could happen in Iceland. What other reactions did they have to the film?
They were very sort of, they felt really sad about the situation, about the woman who takes her own life.
Mm-hmm.
And they felt really bad. Sort of, it was emotionally very challenging for them, and also because that she has to eliminate her fingerprints because mm-hmm. she cannot mm-hmm. Let anybody know who she is. They found right. that sort of really sort of challenging, emotional. And felt very strongly, you know, about that, and they felt deep sympathy with the characters.
Do you feel that this has inspired you to change some of your programs for your film literacy programs that you'll be conducting in the future?
Yes, I believe so. And I think I will, yes, I will definitely use the theme of immigrants more, because I think that's really something that will make them interested, and it's sort of worth exploring more.
What are some of the themes of the films that you've chosen, or some of the titles of the films that you have shown the children before Fred at School and any other projects you've been working on?
Ooh, that is a lot.
just a few. Does it get? Are they also? Do they also have social and political themes? Do they tend to be more emotional dramas? What kinds of films are they?
Well, I showed Life of Pi recently by Ang Lee, and we've been doing Grand Budapest Hotel. Amélie, Le Fabuleux Destin d'Amélie Poulain, Citizen Kane, some Icelandic Danish drama by the films of Susan Beer. Like the In a Better World.
Yes, yeah, sure.
And then Swedish, a very good Swedish film about alcoholics, alcoholic families, called Svinalangorna. I don't know the title in English, unfortunately. Yeah, I tried to have us sort of as much films to choose from, you know, as possible.
And what it is, the approach similar in the sense that they are allowed to, there are no filters really, that what their interpretation of the film is not guided, it's
a direct response. Yes, it is guided, because I write about the films, or it's something that has been written about the films, and if it's not in Icelandic, I translate it, so they need to, the teachers need to prepare the students before the viewing of the film. And then I meet them, I give a speech or sort of lecture before, and then afterwards we discuss it together. And I also teach, and before each viewing I show them clips, you know, from the film, and how, so how some kind of the imagery was developed, you know, the, you know, ideas from the film director, how he works, and sort of they sort of have to learn about all the aspects of cinematography, and also the history of cinema. So they see these educational clips beforehand, and then afterwards they need to write about the film. And sort of they have to be able to discuss why they like it, what was happening, what, you know, and possibly related to other films, you know, in the program.
Do you, so all the students that in the four schools that Fred at School is, that are involved in the Fred at School project, you have worked with before, correct?
Not all of them, no. There are some schools that are in the rural areas that have not been able to come to me.
And is there a difference then in the reactions to from the students who you've worked with previously and who have some kind of a film background, let's say a critical way of looking at it, and the new schools that you haven't worked with before? Do you find that there's a difference in their reactions?
Yes, I do. I do, because and also before I started the courses in Bioparadies, and the first 2 years were extremely difficult, because the students had never learned about films, and they had no idea, you know, they didn't know. So they had no tools to study film. So it's a totally different approach. They are more critical. The students that I've worked with have a more sort of critical approach, and they are more used to be able to have discussions afterwards.
And by critical, you mean their inability really to look at all aspects of the film, or critical even in their emotional response to the film?
I think both. I think a mixture of both.
Well, it will be interesting to follow their progress as the project continues, because I think it's fascinating to hear so many of their reactions. And I thank you so much for talking to us.
Well, thank you. And this is it's a really an enthusiastic and a passionate project.
Well, we're happy to be doing this, and I for one, I've become very much just intrigued. I love listening to, as a film journalist and as a critic, I love listening to these children's responses, because they often do say things that would never come to my mind, that I would never think, regardless of how, you know, quote unquote, of an expert we may be. It's wonderful to see their responses to this, and we will definitely talk with you later on in the cycle and catch up and see how the students are doing.
Great. I look forward to it.
Thank you so much. I've been talking to Audney Sen, who is the project manager for film education, film literacy, and culture at BioParadís since 2010, which is a project that involves all schools in Iceland. And you are listening to Fred Film Radio, the Fred at School program. We will be right back.